Christoph Trapp here, and today I want to talk about all those channels that are out there and how do we keep track of all those channels and make sure that our content and our stories are shared in an appropriate way on all those different channels. I think there's a tendency out there that we focus on the channels that we like ourselves. So for example, I like my iPad. I like my iPhone. So I talk about Apple products. In fact, there's actually more Android devices out there, the last numbers I've seen, but I don't know much about them, I don't use them, so I think about apps that are on the iPhone. When I just updated this site, actually, the Authentic Storytelling Project, with a picture, and I checked it on the iPhone. It works. Is it working on the iPad? Yes, it is. Is it working on an Android device? I don't know. I haven't tested it. So, but it's still important for us content producers and content strategists to think about all the channels that we personally don't use. So just because I'm not using it doesn't mean that other people aren't using it. So for example, web browsers, internet browsers is a good example. A lot of people use Chrome. A lot of people use Firefox. And then a lot of people use Internet Explorer. Now, Internet Explorer had been the front runner, and most people had used Explorer over over recent years. The last numbers I've seen, that has changed, and now Internet Explorer is not the most used web browser anymore, but that also depends based on the site. Some sites, their users use Internet Explorer, and some sites, users use a mobile device mostly. Some sites might have somebody who uses Firefox. So whatever the features are that we use on our websites, on any channel that reaches the end consumer, whether it's a business consumer or whether it's an individual consumer, we need to make sure that our content looks good on those devices and that it works and that it's understandable and that it's formatted. So, you know, I'm thinking of the newspaper business. I used to work as a newspaper reporter for many years. I loved to read my stories on the front page. It was nice. It was kind of like a reinforcement by the editors that that was a good story. The editors thought that the readers would enjoy that and it should be on the front page. It's the most important most important story of the day, or one of them at least. But today, if you ask me who I know that reads a newspaper, I'm not sure who does. We do not read the newspaper at home, the printed newspaper, that is. We open up the app for the Gazette, the local newspaper here in eastern Iowa, and we read it on there. So I expect that that content works in the app. Sometimes I open it up in Safari. Very rarely do I open it up on an actual computer. I usually read it on mobile, or I read it on social media, for example, but it needs to work on all those channels. So, but it's very easy for us to only think of the channels that we use personally. So how do you get around that? I think the biggest thing is we have to keep an open mind. When we hear of user experiences that aren't working, how do we address them? If somebody says, this is not looking good on my Internet Explorer browser, then we say, well, let us take a look. Can you send me a screenshot, for example? So one thing and then you try to fix it. You try to make it work on all the different channels. Sometimes you can't really do it necessarily, but you have to try. So for example, the latest trend in websites is responsive design. You know, you used to create a desktop version of your website. Then you would create a mobile version if you're thinking of mobile. Then you would say, well, mobile, they're on the go. They only want certain things. They want the phone number. They want the hours a business is open. They want your email. They don't want all the content. So mobile sites were totally different from the main site. They didn't have all the same content. A lot of times you couldn't even get to the same content from your phone. Of course, you know, this is also pre some of the better smartphones that have come out in recent years. But that was kind of the thinking. So then that changed, and now people use smartphones, tablets, anywhere. I use my smartphone probably just as much sitting on the couch as I'm using it somewhere away from home. Hopefully not walking and tripping and things like that, but I use it just as much as my personal computer as I use it on the go per se. So that's something to think about. But then the latest thing is responsive design. So responsive design means that the website formats itself based on the end user's screen. So my website, this website, for example, the Authentic Storytelling Network project, it shows up on any device, and it adjusts itself automatically. No matter what device you're coming from, you get the same content. I'm not giving you any less if you're on a smaller screen. I'm not giving you any more if you're on a bigger screen. Same content, just looks differently. It adjusts itself. It's kind of interesting, actually, when you pull it up on your iPhone, or when I pull it up on my iPhone, you know, it's actually the words of the headline of the header are like wrapping around. So authentic, the G of authentic is actually on the next line because it's truly adjusting the content for my device. So it makes it fit. Sometimes it doesn't look as perfect as it could, but it does work. The other thing is too, how do we keep all these channels in mind? Sometimes it's harder than others. The other day I sent somebody a document that I've used for a number of different meetings, a number of different things, and the document was 4 pages when it's printed. Now, I hardly ever print anything. I don't even have a printer at home. If I want to print something for personal use, I actually have to put it on my Google Doc drive, and then I run down to CopyWorks, and I'll print it there and pay whatever it is, 15 cents or 10 cents, a few, you know, whatever the cost is per page to print it. I don't even have a printer. So when this person said to me, okay, so this document is like 4 pages, so that is not really short, but we're trying to kind of get this really condensed down, this information. How can you condense it down if it's 4 pages printed? And I was kind of stopped in my tracks for a second because I really honestly hadn't printed that document in who knows how long, didn't have any plans to print it, and I couldn't even tell you how many pages it was. I could maybe potentially tell you how many words it had, but I'm not even sure I ever looked that up. So, but when you printed it, it looked like a lot of content. So I had to think about how do I cut that down. So again, the way you address it is you have an open mind, in my opinion. You listen. You find out how people use your content. You find out how people use devices, channels. Lots of studies out there, obviously, but also a lot of opinions. You know, people use content and devices differently. The key is, how do we make it work for them? How do we listen? And especially, how do we listen to to the feedback on the channels that we don't personally use? That is sometimes the hardest thing to do because this is what we do. Why would somebody not do what I do, right? So as a content strategist, as you continue to think about how do you share your stories on all these different channels, keep in mind, not everybody uses the same tools and technology. How do you listen and reformat the content to get everybody the best user experience possible? Thanks for listening. Christoph Trapp, The Authentic Storytelling Project.